This is Black Christian News Network One podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to the Christian Post, in a social media update Friday, Evans, the founder and senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and founder of the president of the Urban Alternative, revealed that 1 week ago he was diagnosed with COVID-19. He said, "It's been a difficult week for us at the Urban Alternative, but we're continuing to thank God for His grace, covering, and presence. It started last Friday with my positive COVID diagnosis, for which I'm continuing to seek treatment and coveting the prayers of our ministry, family, partners, and church members. I shared this news with our church last Saturday." Evans said later that same week, Texas's winter freeze hit the Urban Alternative offices. As a result, the pipes burst and the entire facilities flooded. He shared a photo of the wreckage to help encourage more people to pray for those who are truly impacted by this weather. He continued, "Our offices will be fine. We will rebuild. We will continue serving those who partner with us in ministry." But because Texas is not a cold winter state, many people have lost much more than this. Power grids have completely shut down in some areas, causing internal temperatures to get dangerously low. Many are now without water. Frozen pipes have caused homes, churches, and businesses to flood. Livestock has been affected. The elderly have been shut in, some unable to get medical help they need. Evans asked supporters to continue praying for those struggling through the storms, stressing that prayers make a difference. According to Christianity Today, a crowdfunding appeal was raised over $1 million. Or rather, a crowdfunding appeal has raised over $1 million toward the medical expenses of popular preacher and writer Woody Baucom, who is battling full-blown heart failure. Baucom, Dean of Theology at African Christian University in Lusaka, Zambia, told supporters on Facebook, "Brethren, if you have ever considered supporting us in prayer, please do so now. We're walking through the darkest valley we have ever faced. Not only have we experienced a great deal of loss in recent weeks, but we are also facing a family health crisis." He said he started to feel unwell during his last speaking tour, with symptoms including shortness of breath and fatigue. With 17 preaching dates in 18 days, he thought he had worked too hard. "However, as it turns out, I was experiencing heart failure," he said. He flew to the U.S. for medical treatment earlier this week, eventually reaching Jacksonville, Florida, after battling through the devastating snowstorm that hit Texas. A GoFundMe campaign set up to help with medical expenses has raised nearly $1.3 million in just the first 5 days, surpassing the estimated $1 million cost of his treatment. According to the Christian Post, while most Black Americans believe historically Black congregations should become more racially and ethnically diverse, the majority prefer to attend predominantly Black congregations that feature distinctive expressions of worship, like praying in tongues. The observation was among the key findings of the Pew Research Center survey of 8,660 Black Americans conducted from November 19, 2019 to June 3, 2020. On the issue of diversity, while 61% of Black Americans say their historically Black congregations need to be more diverse and the race of attendees wasn't a priority, the survey showed that most Black Americans are drawn to Black churches for reasons beyond race. Researchers said sermons are a prime example. Black Americans who attend Black Protestant churches are more likely to say they hear messages from the pulpit about certain topics such as race, relations, and criminal justice reform. Then are Black Protestant churchgoers who attend multiracial, white, or other race churches. The distinctive worship style of Black churches is also noted as a compelling attraction. According to the Christian Post, despite his criticism of the Southern Baptist Convention's Council of Seminary President's statement on critical race theory, outspoken SBC pastor Dwight McKissick was blessed by one of the council's six members after water damaged his Texas home amid wild winter weather this week. The help came in the wake of McKissick's recent decision to end his long-time relationship with the Southern Baptists of Texas Convention after leaders adopted a strongly worded anti-CRT policy that denounces all aspects of critical race theory. None of that mattered on Thursday, however, when Adam W. Greenway, president of Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, revealed on Twitter that he offered his support to McKissick after learning of his predicament. Greenway wrote, "Many families in the Metroplex and across Texas are dealing with home issues including pipes bursting and flooding their homes, rendering them uninhabitable. One of those affected is Pastor McKissick. Just spoke with Pastor McKissick and offered our support and our prayers. Pray for them." McKissick, who founded and leads Cornerstone Baptist Church in Arlington, later revealed that Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary accommodated him and his family at the Riley Center. The Riley Center is a facility on the 207-acre campus of Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary that features 55 luxury guest rooms and suites, just minutes from downtown Fort Worth. McKissick tweeted, "Bad news, major water damage, house, guest house, uninhabitable. Good news, was given keys to incredible accommodations at the Riley Center, SWBTS, for as long as I need to stay, no charge. I love it when the church acts like the church, and we behave as a family. Joy unspeakable. Thanks." According to People magazine, the 5-year-old girl who had been hospitalized since February 4th car crash in Kansas City, Missouri, involved Kansas City Chiefs assistant coach Britt Reed, was awakened from a coma. According to the GoFundMe campaign created for the family of Ariel Young, the little girl has opened her eyes for the first time since the accident nearly 2 weeks ago. "Ariel is awake," the girl's cousin Tiffany Verhulst wrote Monday on the fundraising site, which is nearing close to $500,000 in donations for Ariel's ongoing medical expenses. Ariel's coma lasted 11 days. Last week, Verhulst thanked donors for their support. Verhulst wrote last Thursday, "Thank you to everyone who continues to pray for Ariel and support the family. She remains in a coma and there are no changes today. I'm hopeful that the next time I update this page, it's with better news." The crash is currently being investigated by Kansas City authorities. At this point, no charges have been filed against Reed, the son of Chiefs head coach Andy Reed. According to Christianity Today, an employment tribunal has sided with Leicester's Curve Theatre in a discrimination case brought by a Christian actress who was sacked over comments about homosexuality on Facebook. Sei Omuba, 26, was suing the theatre and her former agents for £128,000 after she was dropped from the lead role of Celie in a production of The Color Purple. She was fired after a 2014 Facebook post resurfaced in which she said she did not believe that homosexuality was right or that people could be born gay. Her contract with Global Artist was also terminated following the controversy. She was offered her full salary for the role, but refused the offer in order to bring a discrimination, breach of contract, and harassment case against the theatre and agency. But the Central London Employment Tribunal, which heard the case virtually, concluded that the theatre was justified in firing her over the Facebook post. The court also rejected her claims of loss of earnings, as Ms. Omuba said she had been unable to find acting work since the controversy. According to People magazine, NBA legend Michael Jordan is donating $10 million to open two new health clinics in his home state of North Carolina. It was announced Monday. The funds will be going to Novant Health, which previously received $7 million from Jordan in 2017. The NBA Hall of Famer's last donation will go towards two medical clinics in New Hanover County, located on the southeastern coast of North Carolina. Jordan, owner of the Charlotte Hornets, said in a statement, "I'm very proud to once again partner with Novant Health to expand the family clinic model to bring better access to critical medical services in my hometown. Everyone should have access to quality health care, no matter where they live or whether or not they have insurance. Wilmington holds a special place in my heart, and it's truly gratifying to be able to give back to the community that supported me throughout my life." Carl Armato, the president and CEO of Novant Health, said the clinics that have already opened and the ones to come will help more members of the community get the health care they need. You can read these stories and more at blackchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today's a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless your day.